GRHOF.com.
Good afternoon, fun seekers. We're on the lunch break with Ludlow Fort, and we have a lunch break secret word, and if you say it in the course of our conversation, you're going to win dinner for two at Joya's Restaurant across the street from Lenox Square. Stand by. We're going into outer space.
Ring Radio CXPH-WRNG.
Well, as I've been promising you for the last week or 10 days, special guest with us on the lunch break today, DeForest Kelly, who is a native Atlantan and a man who has been in show business and has made the rounds, as it were. And you remember him best, most of you, from Star Trek. Played the kindly doctor, or Bones, as he was called in Star Trek. Mr. Kelly, welcome to Ring Radio.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here, Ludlow.
I want to talk a little bit about your overnight success, if I could.
You seem to know something about it.
5 minutes after 2 o'clock. It's cloudy at 63 degrees. I'm Ludlow Porch. Our guest for the next hour is J.B. Stoner, and he's agreed to stay with us, and we thank him for that. But Stoner, I want to give you a set of circumstances now, and I want to see how you react to it. Let's just suppose now that I could introduce you to a black man. A black man who has no intent or desire to, quote-unquote, mongrelize the race. A happily married black man who all he wants to do is go to work every day, raise his family, be a good American, vote on election day for the candidate of his choice. The man is not a communist that I'm going to introduce you to. He's a good, hardworking American who believes that Jesus Christ was the Son of God and came here and died for our sins. All right, you got the picture? What would you think about that man?
Well, I wouldn't care to meet him myself. I believe in whites associating with whites and blacks associating with blacks.
I didn't say you had to associate with him. What would you think about this man? If I told you about this man, what would you think about him?
If he'd move over to Africa, I'd be willing for the taxpayers and the government to pay to help him and his family to become reestablished in Africa, as advocated by Thomas Jefferson.
But now, he hasn't violated any of the guidelines that you set down earlier for being a good American. Stay tuned now for CBS News on the Hour, and then Neil Bortz will be right along after that. I'll see you tomorrow, and whatever else you do today, you find somebody to be nice to.
Hi, fun seekers. Ludlow Porch, and I want to tell you about a terrible shock that I had the other day. I went into a gas station to get some gas for my car, and the price on the pump was 68 cents a gallon. Now, I don't know what you think, but that's a lot of money for gasoline. Tell you what you need to do. You can't control gas prices, but you can control how much gasoline you burn. And you can do that by going out to my friends at Star Pontiac and asking them to let you test drive the beautiful little Pontiac Astra. Now, I know that's an American-made small car, but don't let that worry you, because you don't give up anything in comfort and luxury when you drive an Astra by Star Pontiac. I'm a big fella, and I'll fit into an Astra comfortably, and I like to drive them. Star Pontiac will give you the best deal you're going to find on an Astra. Take 285 to the Cumberland Mall exit, get off and go north on 41 for about 2 miles, and you're going to find my friends at Star Pontiac out there waiting for you.